Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome for joining me with this game time. So I'm in a coaching mood. Sometimes when you get, as a coach, you get into these moves where it's like, hey, man, I'm done with all of this playing around. We done with all of this, you know, this I don't know, I don't understand, I can't understand the play, I don't understand how to, you know, what to do. I'm kind of afraid. Man, listen, it's time out for that. Do you know who you are? This is game time. You don't wait to game time to get ready to get into a game. That's not the way that works. That's not the way that works. So here's the game time mentality. Here's the game time motivation. It's the all of this practice you've been doing is for this game time purpose. So if you ain't been practicing, no, you're not ready to get into the game. So yes, you'll be sitting on the bench. Yes, you might be on the end of the bench waiting, just holding your helmet or holding whatever it is, but you're sitting on the end of the bench. But God has been trying to get you into the game. He's been trying to get you to understand that these hard practices, I mean, these little tests that you've been taking throughout the week, throughout the month, is preparing you for this game time situation. So it's time to get off the bench and get into the game. It's game time. So my thing is today is, what are you thinking about? How do you think about yourself, and how are you thinking about the opponent? Because if you're looking at the opponent like the opponent is a giant, think about David. David could have looked at Goliath and said, he's too big. I'm not messing with him, just like the rest of them, you know, but he set himself apart. So are you going to set yourself apart and get off the bench, get onto the sideline, look at coach like, hey, man, put me in the game. I'm ready. I might look like this, but I'm ready. So are you willing to get in the game? Or are you just going to sit on the bench, twiddle your thumb and like, I hope we win. Hope we win? I hope we win? What's your mentality? You have victory. You are more than an overcomer. You have a victorious mentality. You've been born into a kingdom of victory. But you over here on the bench talking about, I hope I win. Man, get up. Get up. Stop sitting in your situation, crying about your situation, pouting about your situation. God says you can, the word says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Are you tapping into that? Are we tapping into that? Because that's helping our thinking. That's going to help our thinking. So I'm encouraging you today to get into the game. At least get in the game. At least participate in the game. At least show that you have something that you're willing to get in the game and show something. Not sit on the bench and just take an L and not even participate. Not even participate. You ain't praying. You done stop fasting. You done stop declaring. You done stop praising. You done stop worshiping. Man, come on. Get into the game. Get into the game. Some of y'all ain't even on the bench. Man, y'all sitting in the stands. Y'all afraid to get in the game. Y'all afraid to get into this contact. Huh? Man, don't allow the enemy to look at you and laugh at you. They over there, he over there laughing at you. Why? Because you scared to get into the game. He already know the power that you have, but you ain't even using it. God says, you know, the word says, call those things that be not as though they were. So all week long, I'm saying, oh, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm more than an overcomer. I can conquer anything. There's nothing that's stopping me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So there's nothing stopping me. There's nothing stopping you. Nothing. You know what's stopping you? You. You. Get out of your way. Get out of your own way. And get in the game. Get in the game. Today is the game day. When you walk out your house, it's game time. It's game time. Are you going to win or are you going to lose? Are you going to get in the game or are you going to sit on the bench? That's up to you. So I encourage you to get off the bench. I encourage you to utilize the things that you've been practicing. Utilize them. Because I'm telling you, they're going to help you win in this game. They're going to help you win. You are victorious. And I'm declaring that you operate in the victorious way. Come on. Mindset is victorious. Your manner, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act is victorious. When people see you, they're like, oh my God, it's on now. It's on now. Get in the game. I want y'all to declare that. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game. That's what I'm talking about. Put me in the game. Put me in the game. Are you ready to get in the game? Are you ready to participate in the game? Are you ready to get this victory in the game? Come on. Be a part of the game. Let's go. Hey, I thought somebody said something. I took that from my coach. I'm rocking her DNA today. And I thought somebody said something. I thought somebody said something about my team. I thought somebody said something about my players. I thought somebody said something about the coaching. I thought somebody said something about our DNA. I thought somebody said something. If you saying something, here we go. Here we go. Step between the lines and let's play. Let's go. We in the game. You in the game? I know my squad ready to fight. I know my squad ready to win. I know my squad ready to go. Huh. We built for this. We built for this. We don't got no cowards on this team. There's no cowards. There's no losers. There's no quitters. We don't rock like that. So I hope you ready. I hope you ready to get in the game. Once again, hey, I thought somebody said something. It's game time. All right. Y'all know what, huddle up. You know what time it is. It's game time. Okay, God, you just switched it. Following instructions. That's one thing that makes a coach so mad. You spend all of your time going through preparation, going through details, going through all of these things, and then you get a person gets into the game and they don't do any of it. It's like, for real? Then you wonder why he snatched you out the game and you sitting on the sideline like, man, why ain't in the game? Why you ain't in the game? Because you don't follow instructions. You don't follow instructions. You don't pay attention to the details. What have you been doing all week? What have you been doing all week? Listen, as a coach, let's just translate. Okay, God is the coach. He's been giving you some instructions. And you're not following the instructions. And you wondering why the situation looked the way it is. You wondering why you're not winning. You wondering why it's not progressing. Because you don't follow this, you don't follow instructions. Your attitude about what God is asking you to do is changing what you're gonna do when you get into the game. Once you get into the situation, God says, be quiet, and you can't keep quiet. God says, you know, I want you to pray about this. And you feel like you don't need to pray about it. Really? And you wonder why you can't get in the game? You wonder what's stopping you from getting in the game. As a coach, that's what stops you from getting in a game. How can he trust you? How can he depend on you to do the right thing? How can he depend on you? So my question to you is, what's stopping you? Is it your attitude? Is it your following instructions? Do you follow instructions? Do you pay attention to detail? Huh? Because that's one thing a coach always talking about. Pay attention to detail. Pay attention to it. You know, study your opponent. Do you know what the enemy has been doing? The enemy, what has the enemy been doing to you every single day? All week long. What has he been doing? How is he coming at you? Have you studied the enemy? Have you seen what the enemy is doing? And then all of a sudden you game plan against that. That's what this is about. This is about you understanding when you get into the game, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do. And then the coach sees you doing what you're supposed to do, you stay in the game. You stay in the game. Matter of fact, while you staying in the game, he was like, yeah. He depend on you. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Then you start getting encouragement. You start getting the clap up. Well, boy, when you out there and you feel like you know what you feel like you're going to do it your way, and all of a sudden, you find yourself sitting on the sideline. Come on, man. You don't follow instructions. You're not following instructions. So if this is, if not following the instructions is the thing that is keeping you out of this game, let's change our mindset up. Change your mindset up. Change what you're doing. change what you do. Follow instructions. Can your teammates depend on you? How about this? Can your family depend on you to follow the instructions? Can your children depend on you? Can your spouse depend on you to follow the instructions? This game time. You up for another day of game time. Hey, I thought somebody said something. You can't be talking while God is speaking. That's the one thing a coach hates. When he talking to the team and he got you in a huddle and you over there talking, that means you ain't going to pay attention. You ain't paying attention. You're going to get out there and screw something up and you're going to find yourself sitting on the bench. Matter of fact, you're going to sit on the bench for so long and all of a sudden you're going to quit because you don't want to follow instructions. That's too hard. Why are you so hard on me? You know what? God corrects the ones that he loves. And as a coach, when he sees you, when he's hard on you and he's disciplining you, he ain't just doing it because he wants to do it. He do it because he sees something in you. He sees potential in you. He does it because he loves you and he wants you to be, he wants to see the best come out of you. Seriously? What's stopping you from getting into the game? What is stopping you? Because today is the day that we realize what is stopping me from getting into the game. I want coach. Put me in. I understand. I've been practicing hard. I listen. The ones that, when you get in the game, it's like, hey, I listen, I ain't coming out. Man, I was a number three. Now I get a chance to get into the game. Bro, y'all ain't getting y'all position back. Nope. I ain't losing my position. I ain't going to lose what God has put me in, that he's entrusted me in. A coach is entrusting you to do what you're supposed to do. Because you're going to follow instructions. God entrusts you with these things because he know that you're going to follow instructions. Come on, y'all. It's time to get in the game, man. It's time to get in the game. If you're an athlete, you better check what's stopping you from getting into the game. If you're just a regular person, and what is stopping you from playing? What is stopping you from participating? What is stopping you from getting into the game? If you don't recognize that, you're going to be sitting on that bench and you're going to be pounding to almost like, man, coach don't like me. Man, how many times y'all done said, man, God ain't even hearing me. Man, God ain't even listening to me. Why? Because you over there, why? He don't hear that mumbling stuff, that grumbling. You over there sitting over there pouting. Come on, man. Get out your pouting stage. That's probably another thing that's keeping you from getting into the game. Because soon somebody corrects you, you want to sit over there and pout. You want to sit over there and murmur. You want to sit over there and talk back. Man, please. Get in the game. Get your mind right. Get in the mind. Adjust your mind. Renew your mind today. That you're going to think differently. You're going to act differently. You're going to respond differently. Because it's time to get in the game. It's too many people sitting on the bench and ain't even in the game. For real? Is that what you're going to do? Okay, you sit on the bench then. Think about this. While you sitting on the bench, there's other people that's going to get into the game and going to do better than you and going to do what they're going to do. And then here it is. If you sitting on the bench and you ain't following instructions, what about these people that's depending on you? What about these people that's behind you? What about these people that God has entrusted you with? The team that he's entrusted you with? What's going to happen to them while you sitting over there pouting? Why you sitting over there frustrated? Why you sitting over there crying? Why you sitting over there you over there looking like you ain't got nothing to do? Seriously? Seriously? This is game time. This is game time, baby. So get your mind right. Get an adjustment today. Today is the day that you get an adjustment, that you're going to follow the instructions. Because if you don't follow the instructions, I promise you, you're not getting in the game. You're not getting in the game because you're going to jack something up. And all of a sudden, you're going to be sitting there in a bad situation. And you're wondering why you're in a cycle of a bad situation. Here it goes. Every game, you're sitting on the sideline. You're sitting in the stands. You're sitting on the bench. And you don't even get to get in the game. And you ain't figured out why. You ain't figured out why. You haven't walked up to the coach and say, hey, coach, man, what's up, man? Why you won't put me in the game? Every coach is going to tell you why you ain't in the game. If you ask God, coach, God, what's up, bro? Why this happening? Why am I taking these L's? Excuse me. Are you following my instructions? Well, I thought I was. I said, listen, it's about being obedient to what I'm asking you to do. I told you to shush, and you kept talking. I told you to do this, and you felt like you didn't need to. How is that following the instructions? How is that? How is that? Matter of fact, how is that working for you? It's probably not working at all. So listen, this is game time. This is a morning motivation to get your mind right, to get your adjustment, because here's the game. God has given you the day, this day, as a platform. Huh? I said it yesterday. Big time players make big time plays on a big time stage. Here's your stage. Are you a big time player? Are you a player that's disciplined? Are you a player that's following God's instructions? Are you a player that God, that you operating in the greater? That the greater is in you? That you're following the example of his son? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? I'm a coach, and this is how I talk. I'm like, hey, are you following the instructions? Son, you ain't even following the instructions. How you gonna get in this game? If I can't trust you to get out there and play cover two, y'all don't know what that is, but that's a football term. If you're playing, I'm telling you to play cover two, and you playing 30 years off, and the man keep catching these little slants and these hitches and all these things. Okay, God is saying, I need you to be praying. And you talking about, nah, I ain't gonna pray today. I'll pray tomorrow. What? God told you to pray today. Why? Because you're operating on a stage today. It's a day. It's this day. I call it day by day, play by play, get better. Here this go. Day by day, situation by situation, you got to get better. You got to get better. So it's day by day, situation by situation, you got to get better. You can't stay the same. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I think that's called insanity. Come on, y'all. If you're going to act like you don't have to do what the word says do, and you think that it's something that's going to happen better, yep, you're sitting on the bench. You're that one that's sitting on the bench. You're the one that's mad. Vision yourself in the game doing something great. Vision yourself. You know, all week long, we talk about visioning yourself doing something. How do you envision yourself? Do you vision yourself sitting at the table and making big time deals? Do you vision yourself starting that business that you've been dreaming about? You know, when you're a kid and you're an athlete, you start vision. You have dreams about you being a great star, you being in the NFL, you being in the NBA, you're doing something. But if you're not in a sports, you're dreaming of owning businesses and starting companies and doing big things and moving up in a business and whatever it may be. But do you vision yourself, or are you just sitting there allowing like, oh, that vision is not mine. I can't do that. Come on, time out for that. Time out for that. Listen, no. Don't allow the enemy to just dictate what you see. If God has shown this to you, God has put this thing in your heart. God has showed you these things, and some of this stuff you've been practicing for. You done went to school for it, and now it's time to get in the game. Now you done changed your whole job description. You do something totally different outside of what you went to school for. Something that you trained for. As athletes, we train for a different sport. You know, like people in the Olympics, they train for a certain time. For a certain time in a period that they can't afford to not be ready. Not be ready. They can't afford not to vision themselves in that position. You can't afford to vision yourself not in this position, not in the game. So I'm telling you now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. See exactly who you are. See exactly what your potential is. See exactly what your skill set is. See exactly what your gift is, and get in the game. Get in the game. You've been holding on to your gift. You've been holding on to this vision, and you just been sitting in, you ain't even on the bench. You sitting in the stands. You won't even come and participate in the game. What's stopping you from getting into the game? What's stopping you? Today is the day that I motivate you today. Today is the day that I get you right. Today is the day I push you as a coach. I'm pushing you into the game. No longer you gonna sit on your hands. No longer you gonna sit on your guilt. No longer you gonna sit and say, well, this vision is really, you know, I'm seeing something that's way too big. If it's way too big, that means you can't do it on your own. That means you gotta lean and rely and trust in God. You gotta have faith in God that God will bring you to this place. Man, I'm standing 5'3". And at that time, I was like a buck something. And all I knew is I had a dream of getting somewhere. And so I started visioning myself doing this. I started visioning myself getting out here playing. And every time I stepped onto a field, I visioned myself doing something good. I envisioned myself being the best player on the team. I envisioned myself doing something, making big plays, making people see and understand this boy put in some work. Are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the work? Or are you letting the enemy steal your vision? Are you letting the enemy just hit you and you get he hitting you with circumstances so you just bypass the vision that God has given you? Scales, every day a scale come over your eyes. Your vision has gotten blurry. You can't even see straight. And you're wondering why things aren't happening because you're not even in the place you're supposed to be. The vision that God has given you, you're not even walking in it. You're walking in something totally different. You're walking in something that's comfortable for you. But when God gives you a vision and he's asking you to do it, takes some work. It takes some work. It takes practice. It takes practice. It takes practice to get good and at your skill to get into the game. It takes practice. So every day that we wake up, God puts us in a place to practice the vision that he has given us. Practice. Put these things into motion. What is it? Diligence. What is it? Sacrifice. What is it? What is it? What is it that's coming against you that God is asking to see if you have the stamina to make it through? I mean, when as a coach, we have our team, our guys running, our players running, just running, you know, getting them conditioned. Are you getting in condition? Are you in shape to be able to handle the vision that God has given you? Man, come on, y'all. This game time. It's time to get in the game. It's time to get in the game. Hey, it's time out for all of the wishy-washy stuff. It's time out for not walking into this vision that God has given you. I'm telling you right now, take this moment, close your eyes, and envision yourself making this multi-million dollar deal, starting this business that everybody said that you couldn't do. What is it? What is it? Writing that book that people didn't think that you would be able to write. Writing your testimony, writing your story, huh? What is it? Becoming a book author. Come on. What? Becoming a business owner. Come on. Becoming a homeowner. Things that you vision yourself doing this. Vision yourself doing this. Get in the game, man. Get in the game. God has been training you for this, man. God is, he's requiring you to get into the game. Get into the game. Step on the field. Step on the field. It's time to make some big time plays, but you got to see yourself making big time plays. You got to see yourself being the best real estate realtor. You got to see yourself being the Fortune 500 CEO. You got to see yourself doing it. You got to see yourself doing it. I'm telling you, it was a time when I went through a whole lot of stuff, but I had to start visioning myself coming out of these things. I had to vision myself coming out of the drugs. I had to vision myself coming out of these things because, you know, it says, call those things to be not as though they were. So I started speaking what I was seeing, my vision, the vision that God was giving me, the vision that he was giving me scriptures. He was giving me words. He was giving me declarations that I was declaring over myself. I was praying over myself. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Today is the day you got to get in the game, man. It's game time. It's time out. It's time out. So I bind the dream killer. I bind every scale that has been on your eyes that'll stop you from seeing the vision that God has given you to walk in. This is game time. Listen, it's game time. Get in the game. Stop sitting on the bench. Stop sitting in the stands. Get in the game. You are a participant. Not a spectator. It's a difference. A spectator pays to get in the game. He pays to come in the game. Huh. But a participant, you in the game free. You in the game. You supposed to be in the game. People come to pay to come and see you participate in the game. Is that you? Is that you? I'm calling you out right now. Is that you? Is that you? God is calling for big time players to make big time plays on a big time stage. Is that you? This is the biggest stage you can have, life. The biggest stage you can have, life. Now you're a big time player. He's called for you to do big things. He's called for you to do greater things. He said you should be able to do greater things. Come on. Big time plays. You're making major moves. You're shifting for the kingdom. Listen, let me tell you something. This ain't a joke to me. When I'm coming talking about game time, this is real to me. When the game time hit, I go to a whole nother place. A whole nother place. When I wake up, now it's a whole nother place. I got to be game time ready. Every day is a game time ready. Because I have to make moves every single day. Decisions have to be made every single day. So I got to be game time ready. Are you game time ready? Oh, no. Hey, I thought somebody said something. Huh? Come on. It's time to get into the game. This is game time. Can the coach put you in the game? Huh? Can coach put you in the game? Can God put you in the game? He already put you in the game, but you choosing not to be in the game. But I'm declaring today that you're going to get in the game and you're going to stay in the game. You're not going to get out the game. You will be a big time player. You will make big time moves. You will do it because you've been built for this. You train for this. You prepare for this. So don't be scared. We time out for that. Time out for that. Let's go. Vision yourself. Vision yourself. I'm at that table. I'm signing. Matter of fact, go on, let's start doing prophetic acts. Go on ahead and start signing your checks. You know what I'm saying? Go on, start signing your checks. You signing these contracts, these multi-million dollar deals. You signing the contract for that new home. You signing that contract for that new business. You signing that contract for expanding your business. You signing those books that you just written. You're a New York Times best-selling author. So you signing your books. See yourself doing it. Prophetic acting. Come on now. Start writing, just start doing prophetic acts. Because I remember when I was little, I used to get in my backyard. I'm in the yard. I grabbed the ball, and I'd be acting like, I shook him. Ooh, I spin move on him. I stiffed arm him. Huh? And then I get into the game, and then I see it, visualizing it. I have my players. And when I was a trainer, come on now, this is good. Because when I was a trainer, when I used to train athletes, especially football players, because that was my passion. When I was training them and there was different positions, I would put them in difficult positions. I would put them in difficult places, difficult things to maneuver through. I made them think a lot. I made them visualize these things. So when they get into a game, it's like, it's repetition. It's memory recall. It's just memory recall. It's memory recall. When stuff start happening, it's like, oh, coach, man, this thing too easy. That makes the game slow down to you. You're not getting into the game and you're like, oh, my God, everything is moving fast. No, everything is moving slow. Why? Because you've already been through it. So let me tell you something. Every day that you go through something, every day that God allows you to see another day is another day that he puts you for memory recall. What did you do today that you didn't do yesterday? What is it today that I can think differently? How can I think differently? What prayers can I say? What declarations can I say? What resources I can use to help me to vision myself doing these big things? Come on. It's game time. It's game time. So I'm going to need you to get your vision right. I'm going to need you to see this thing clearly. Clearly. Come on, squad. Come on. Let's go. It's game time. It's game time. I'm going to need you to see yourself doing these big things. I'm going to need you to see yourself doing these big things. I believe in you. As a coach, we believe in our players. We see potential that they don't even see yet. God sees potential in you don't even see yet. And then God starts showing you ways of seeing yourself doing things, and then you start believing. And then all of a sudden, when you start believing, you can start seeing yourself doing these big things. And I start, listen, for me, I start seeing myself doing big things. People say, well, you too small, or you know, you're not on a good team, so you won't make it to college. And then I end up, I got into a junior college, and then, you know, in a junior college, I became an All-American in my first year. I became an All-American in my second year. And then I went to Kansas State, and then, you know, we had good seasons there. And then I had a chance to go into the NFL. Listen, I remember sitting in my porch talking about I'm going to NFL, and people looking at me like, you done lost your mind. But I had vision that. And know what I start working with my vision? I start getting out in my street, and I start playing football all day, every day. I start putting in some time, not every day, but it was, I spent a whole lot of time working on my craft. I spent a whole lot of time working on my speed, because I played the game like flag football. If you can't touch me, you can't hit me. And that was my mentality. I had to see myself like that. So I had to see myself with guys not being able to touch me. When you can't touch me, you can't stop me, because I'm already fast. And anybody that know me understood that if you can't touch me, you have totally lost already. You have lost the match. You have lost, you totally lost. And so that built me confidence. So when I start seeing stuff, it was like, man, please make it light on yourself. I'm telling, I was a receiver. I'm telling God, come on, bro, make it light on yourself. Either you're going to come up and lose, or you're going to back up and lose. I vision myself running past you every day, all day. And then when it happens, it's nothing big. I've already visioned that. I've already seen that. That ain't something that's shocking me. It's shocking everybody else, but it ain't shocking me. So vision yourself writing them books. Vision yourself signing them big checks. Vision yourself starting this company. Vision yourself multiplying, you know, expanding your business. Vision yourself doing it. Vision your marriage coming back to life. Vision yourself coming out of the drugs. Vision yourself coming out of the addictions. Vision yourself. Don't allow the enemy to blind you. Don't allow the enemy to blind you. This is game time. You don't have time to waste. Don't have time. You don't have time. It's game time. It's game time. So I pray that this here encourages you, because bruh, ladies, gents, whatever you want to be called, it's game time. It's game time. Hey, I thought somebody said something about your vision, about your dreams, about your preparation. Huh? They don't know you. They don't know you like that. They don't know you like that. They just assuming. But I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. Show them something different. Show them what you've been seeing. Show them what you've been seeing. Put them skills to use. Put that gift to use. Come on. Put that determination to use. Put that discipline to use. Come on. Walk out of this stuff. Let's walk into victory. Let's take a let's take a W in this game today. Today we win. Today is the day we win. So, you know what the declaration is. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. I'm ready. Put me in the game. I can see clearly now. I can see clearly now, coach. I see myself making big plays. I see myself making big plays. Because I am a big-time player. On a big time stage, making big time plays. That's me. That's me. Declare that over yourself. Declare that over yourself. I'm a big time player, making big time plays on a big time stage. And God has given me a stage every day I wake up. Come on, get in the game. Once again, hey, I thought somebody said something about you. Keep the mouth closed. My squad is always ready. Let's take this W today. All right? Game time. Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast.
I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.